This summer, almost half the nation is experiencing a drought. Farmers are struggling to maintain crops. Ranchers have been forced to sell off livestock. Out west, the Colorado River is at its lowest level in 150 years, 14% of its normal volume. And the dry conditions have made it much more difficult to contain wildfires.
Hundreds of towns and cities have asked for, in some cases ordered, people to stop watering their lawns or washing their cars. Denver, Colorado, has been particularly hard hit. That city is experiencing the worst drought in 100 years, and people are being told to use less water or else. From Denver, Andrea Dukakis reports.
Denver residents like to brag about the climate. It's mostly sunny and very dry. But this summer, they'd trade just about anything for more rain and a little green. At Denver's Cheesman Park, one of the city's prized historic parks, most of the lawn is brown. Sitting on a patch that's more dust than grass is Andrew Wallach, policy director for the mayor and one of 5 members of the Denver Water Board.
I think it's pretty demoralizing. Dust is almost a metaphor for kind of a wilting civilization. And that's what people are going to be seeing more and more. And I think on top of economic down cycle that Colorado is in, along with the rest of the nation, and world events, it all adds up to a kind of depressing existence.
Even residents who don't care to spend lazy summer days in the city's parks are taking notice. Denver's reservoirs are expected to be only 1/3 full by this spring. Usually they'd be 99% full. The Denver Water Board studied data from the last bad drought in the 1950s, and this one, they say, is worse. For Denver homeowners this summer, a brown lawn is a badge of honor. It's a sign the owner is probably sticking to the watering restrictions. That is an all-out ban on daytime watering and limited watering at other times. And if they don't, beware.
344 water waste. There's no watering going on at 2790 South Hudson right now. Do you have any others in the area right now?
Bill Jacobson of Denver Water is checking out homes where neighbors have tipped off the sod squad.
Now this is the house that we have this ticket on. And you'll see it's a nice green lawn, but they're not watering right now. But if you look at the curb here, you can tell that they've been watering.
Jacobson has to catch homeowners in the act of watering in order to fine them. In September, fines will be doubled, and in October, an all-out watering ban goes into effect. Other cities across the country have similar restrictions. Denver residents have also been asked to take other measures, like limiting shower times to 4 minutes. And times are tough for Denver businesses that depend on water.
Confluence Kayaks.
Hello.
At Confluence Kayaks in downtown Denver, manager Don Dowling sits at the cash register listening to music alone. The store is right across the street from Confluence Park, where the Platte River and Cherry Creek join together. It's also home to a man-made play park for boaters. Only this year, there's a lot of rock and not much water.
Normally, this time of the year, we would see a lot of people over there. And we'd have a lot of our 9-to-5ers who are out there working hard during the week, coming in and paddling at night, and we're just not seeing those people.
Landscapers also complain about a lack of customers. One Denver landscaper said he's decided to go into the real estate business until the water restrictions are lifted. That may not be such a good idea either. Not only is the economy suffering, but water shortages in fast-growing cities like Denver and Las Vegas are feeding anti-growth concerns. Again, Andrew Wallach of the Denver Water Board.
What we're hearing from people is, why is this community still growing and why are you issuing new taps if you're telling us that we can't water our lawns? I mean, why should someone new be able to come in basically at the expense of my own quality of life?
There's been a lot of speculation about whether this drought is the effect of global warming or simply part of the natural weather cycle. Long-term forecasters in Colorado are predicting another dry season next year, which may add to the list of cities needing water. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.